The tale of the tape.
When it comes time for the financing.
What financing?
Donald Trump and his lawyer.
It shows that the president has had some difficulty telling the truth.
Wildfire menaces Yosemite.
It's really important that we basically shut down operations.
Russian hackers invade utilities.
Imagine if these power grids had been shut down.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Donald Trump on tape talking to his lawyer about whether to pay a Playboy playmate. It happened before the election, but the release of it now by Michael Cohen's attorney signals a new challenge for the Trump White House. We're live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
What you're about to hear is a recording made surreptitiously by Cohen, first aired by CNN. It's hard to hear the president, and there's some dispute about what he's actually saying. Listen carefully as Cohen brings up a $150,000 payment to David Pecker, the owner of the National Enquirer, for a transfer of info.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to...
No.
The recording abruptly ends there for reasons that aren't clear, but listen again as the president asks, what financing?
What financing?
We'll have to...
No.
Mr. Trump's attorney says he's saying, don't pay with cash. Cohen's lawyer says the candidate explicitly says, we will pay with cash. Either way, what is clear from this tape, or at the very least apparent, is that the then GOP nominee is heard speaking with his lawyer about buying a story about an affair from the National Enquirer weeks before the election. And this whole episode makes it clear that Michael Cohen is now taking a new tack, no longer seeing the president as his longtime client and benefactor, but someone he now views as a legal adversary. And his lawyer says there's more to come, Steve.
Well, CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the tape grabs headlines and sharpens battle lines, but does little damage.
This attempted transaction, again, which never actually took place, doesn't appear to have been a violation of a law. It just clearly, in the court of public opinion, it is extremely embarrassing and shows that the president has had some difficulty telling the truth with respect to these extramarital relationships.
President Trump meets today with some top European Union officials. He's called the EU a foe and unfair trading partner. The White House has proposed a $12 billion aid package to American farmers who've been hurt in the current trade battle. More heavy rain in parts of the Northeast that have been soaked all week. There's been heavy flooding north of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This man fears there could be more.
What I'm worried about, the road's underwater that way and the road's underwater that way. So you got to get out or you're not getting out.
And nearly a foot of rain has fallen the past few days in the Baltimore and Washington, D.C. areas. More triple-digit heat in store today for the Southwest. 119 is the expected high in Palm Springs, California. Lodges and campsites are being cleared out in Yosemite National Park because of a massive wildfire just to the west. CBS's Dean Reynolds is covering.
The decision gives firefighters time to perform preventative measures without interference from tourists, many of whom have had their trips cut short.
We're going to try to get out of here before the big rush.
Nancy Davenport came from Utah. She says she's been here for a week with 24 family members. But the dangerous air forced them to cancel most of their plans.
This is not healthy to go on hikes or any of the tours. We couldn't, do a lot of the things we wanted to do.
Overseas, the death toll's at least 80 in the fires that have scorched coastal property outside Athens, Greece. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Rescue and recovery crews still combing the ashen remains of homes and vehicles in the resort town of Mati, but no one's prepared to say what the final death toll will be. It's not yet clear if some of the dozens of people reported missing are among the charred bodies recovered but not yet identified. Hundreds survived by jumping into the sea. Many of the dead suffocated in their cars or trapped on sea cliffs where they'd run out of room to flee the racing flames. Steve.
A New York judge rules an Ecuadorian immigrant be freed while he exhausts his efforts to gain legal status in this country.
I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. The guys, the press. Thank you.
Pablo Villavicencio was seized last month while delivering pizza to a Brooklyn Army base. ISIS has claimed responsibility for Sunday night's mass shooting in Toronto that left two people dead, others injured. Investigators have not commented on the late gunman's motive. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports Homeland Security officials say there's evidence Russian hackers made their way into several American electric utilities during cyber activity last year.
A DHS official said that they were in a position where they could have just flipped a switch and shut down a power grid, and so that's how close they came to potentially taking control, and that's why people are concerned.
After first rejecting calls that he stepped down, Georgia Republican State Representative Jason Spencer says he will resign next week. Spencer shouted a racial slur and dropped his pants in what he thought was an anti-terror video.
USA! USA, mother!
It was part of comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's series, Who is America? Cohen posed as an Israeli operative. Ivanka Trump is closing down her fashion company. CBS's Jan Crawford says she wants to focus more on what she's doing in her father's administration, but she was facing consumer headwinds.
As more department stores abandoned the label, the company earlier this year started going straight to consumers and was offering discounts for sales online. As for the department stores that still carry the brand, they'll continue to sell their existing inventories as the company winds down.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Singer Demi Lovato's representative says she's awake and recovering with her family. She was hospitalized after a reported drug overdose. She's been open about her struggles with addiction. The lyrics in a new song called Sober suggested she had relapsed after 6 years of sobriety. A lot of attention at Ernie's Liquor Store in San Jose, California. That's where the lone winning ticket in yesterday's $522 million Mega Millions jackpot was sold. Kiwal Sachdev is the owner.
I'm so happy for the person who won the lottery here, and I'm happy for us too, you know, the employees and everybody, that we were the lucky store.
There's a new analysis about millennials and the money they're trying to set aside. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
The survey found millennials, those age 18 to 37, are risk-averse when it comes to saving. Their top investment choice for money they won't need for at least 10 years is cash. Savings accounts are CDs. Low risk, but also low return. Bank rates, Greg McBride.
A lot of millennials that just have never warmed to the stock market because those memories of 2008 are so fresh. And even though the market has been in a 9-year-plus bull market, there are still a lot of millennials that are sitting on the sidelines.
For all Americans, the top investment choice is the stock market, followed by cash and real estate. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
A state auditor's report says a California DMV employee slept 3 or more hours a day at her desk over the last 4 years. It's estimated to have amounted to 2,200 work hours, costing $40,000. The report blames supervisors for not taking action. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.